Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, I'm ready to go to Dahlonega.
Dahlonega's a great place to go. A lot of good restaurants up there. You got Yahula Grill, which is a neat place before you get into the parts of the city where they have a lot of local food and a lot of great innovation. And then a lot of neat restaurants within the city itself.
Well, you know, I really do like Yahula Creek Grill because they have some really creative dishes.
You can get chicken and waffles in Dahlonega.
I know. I've had their chicken and waffles. They're really pretty good.
They
I love
are.
Them.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and that's the nice thing about Georgia. You know, you can go up, you can spend Christmas up in the mountains or the Christmas time up in the mountains, or you can go down to the coast. If you went down to the coast, one of the places I like to go, again, is beautiful Sapelo Island.
Well, they don't have waffles. They have pancakes there.
They do. They have pancakes in the Reynolds Mansion where you can sit where the tycoons of bygone days used to sit.
Well, what do they have with their pancakes? Do they have sausage or...
They have everything. They have bacon. They have ham. They have sausage. They have fruit.
Do they have chicken?
They have eggs. They don't have chicken.
Okay, well, I don't know. Pancakes
and they
or
have
chicken.
Biscuits and they have grits. And this year, I'm going to make sure they have a big container of North Georgia sorghum to go in those pancakes instead of maple syrup.
Well, that sounds great, too. I would prefer that over maple syrup as well. But Sapelo sounds like the perfect place to spend the holidays as well.
It is, and the Sapelo Birdhouses is a great place to go. You know, you have a variety of cottages with different views, and you can have a bit warmer weather. Usually it's about 10 to sometimes 15 degrees hotter than what you have in the mountain area. And again, that would be SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, phone number 912-223-6515.
That's it. I always love a trip down to Sapelo, but I could also go to Dahlonega and hit both. That's the great thing about Georgia is that we have the mountains and we have the coast, and you can see both.
And you have a pretty good chance, if it's cold enough and rainy enough, to at least one of those places, particularly up in the mountains, to maybe have a white Christmas.
Well, that is true. That is true. We may have a white Christmas after all. But, you know, I want to shift gears here and talk a little bit about some of the questions that we get from the listeners about different travel situations, issues, or just questions that they have about their travel. Because we haven't done this before, but I think we should go to our mailbag, our email mailbag, and pull out some of the questions that we have received from some of our listeners wanting some additional advice. Maybe we talked a little bit about it on the show. We've covered it a little bit on our blogs, but they still want a little bit more information. So what question have you seen that comes up quite a bit?
How far in advance should you book a trip?
Well, you know, there are some questions that are not straightforward, and that would be one of them. Because to me, it seems that airlines all have a special or secret code that they kind of change back and forth in terms of what the answer to that question is. So that's not an easy question to answer. But although it can feel like it's impossible to predict, there are a few strategies that can help us guide our way through finding good deals and maybe minimize our risk of overpaying. So if your plans are firm, meaning that you have the travel already decided on a certain date and a specific destination, book 1 to 2 months out from your date if you're traveling domestic. Now, if you're traveling internationally, I would suggest booking 2 to 3 months out if you know already your date and your destination. So international, because it is a little bit more expensive, try booking that a little bit further out. Domestic, 1 to 2 months really works good. Now, sometimes if you are flexible in your travel dates, sometimes you will find some deals closer to the date that you're traveling. But you just have to know that you are taking a chance if you do wait really past that 14-day period. That's when the airfare really starts to start jumping quite a bit at that time. But, you know, just look around.
Well, another question we have here, is it more expensive to use a travel agent or should I just get on the computer myself and try to figure it out?
Well, that's a very good question. And the reason why that's such a good question is because I think all of us feel as though, hey, I can do this myself, not only with booking our travel, but really almost with anything. I mean, because the internet now has really turned into our go-to place for really all things. I mean, you'd see it, I'm sure, even with medical questions. I mean, people feel like now they can go to the internet and they can diagnose, you know, what may be bothering them. They have an earache or they have a headache or some other pain that's going on. They go to the internet and now they've solved that problem as well. Well, travel is no different. And absolutely, I would suggest using a travel professional. And there are a couple of reasons for that. And the number one reason is because travel professionals or travel agents, if you want to call them either one, they know where the deals are. And not only do they know where the deals are, many times they have the relationships with the salespeople, with the cruise lines, the tour companies, the hotels. So they may know those deals that are not even showing up online. So it's a really good reason to go for that reason. But another reason also, too, that I really strongly suggest is that the travel agent also, too, can keep you out of trouble. And what I mean by that is, for instance, if you're booking air online, a lot of times we're looking only for the least expensive fare. But the least expensive fare may actually have you stopping in two places. And if you don't look really closely at the total time that it's going to take you on that flight that you're looking at, that only costs, say, $300, as opposed to another one that maybe is costing about $600, you may look and see that it's going to take you a whole day to get there. I've had some people say to me, I didn't realize that I was going to have to overnight, or I didn't realize that I would end up sitting in the airport, for, 5 or 6 hours. So looking very carefully at that if you're booking online is definitely something you should do. But a travel agent would catch that in a minute. So travel agents can keep you out of trouble.
Another question we get frequently is, how do I choose a great destination?
Well, that's a good question as well. All of these are great questions. I'm glad you chose all of these, Dr. Bill. Because choosing a great destination, again, is one of those things that is definitely very, very personal. So it's very much your personal preference. But with that said, there are some things that we can look at, because I know saying that's a personal preference doesn't really answer the question. So there are some things that we can do, though, that help us in choosing a destination. Now, if affordability, Dr. Bill, is your priority, then you want to look for destinations that have new service, maybe new air service going to them, new hotels that are coming up. And this will provide you with introductory rates, because a lot of times when something new is going on, they're offering these discounted rates just to get people in there. Now, additionally, some of the U.S. cities and Caribbean islands will offer discounted rates during the summer months, when it's not so much high demand, because it's pretty hot there. And then the high demand times for the Caribbean would certainly be during the winter months when it's cold here. So if affordability is what you're looking for, you need to take those kind of things into consideration. But during the summer months, it's also a great time to go to Europe. A lot of people like to go to Europe during that time, but that is the most popular time. So Europe would be a place that you want to go to maybe during those winter months if you're looking for affordability and choosing that destination. But now cruises now offer a really great opportunity to see several cities and countries at the same time. And I know you love the food part of that, and food is always great on a cruise ship. So if someone is looking for really having that all-inclusive, you can really get that on a cruise ship really, really great. So that's a great destination to choose as well. Kind of the full destination on a cruise ship going to multiple places.
That sounds good.
Well, these are great questions, and I know we need to take a break right now. But when we come back, we have some more questions that we can answer that our listeners have had. These are great questions, too, Dr. Bill. I'm glad you chose these.
This is good information for the listeners, and we appreciate the questions that they've offered.
We certainly do appreciate them. These are great questions, and this gives us a good opportunity to really follow up and make sure everyone understands all of these different situations that they may find themselves in. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check them out at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or 912-223-6515. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.